No, well, ever since I stole the food at the kids' field, I've sort of been banned from singing.
So what was this? You went round to...
Well, I've gone round to her house.
Yeah.
The kid was asleep. It was about 12 o'clock. And after we had sex, I was starving. There was nothing available apart from the fish fingers and, you know, the beans. I ate it. But I mean, what else was I supposed to eat? I don't understand why I get a backlash. I'm like, you can't expect me to put in high-level performances in the bedroom with not the right nutrients. Do you know what I mean? How would that even not be a thing?
I ate it,
got kicked out, and then ever since then, I've sort of had a dark cloud over single mums. I'm like, if you're not willing to feed me, don't invite me around.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Kat Baker Show, the longest-running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker. Today, I'm joined by internet sensation, Mr. 30 Big Boys, aka Young CEO Certified.
We're in the building, man. I had to come and show love because she showed love to me, so
this yes. is where we are. We love Mr. 30 Big Boys. Can you just give like a brief explanation for people who...
Who don't know.
Yeah, who don't know. Who are you?
Well, I'm just a person who speaks my mind. And basically, I had a viral clip because I said, a woman's not leaving the house if I spend £30 on her. I feel like I demanded fornication. And that was sort of the rest is history, really. That was pretty much it.
But you blow up on TikTok all the time. And I see people reposting your videos as memes. Like, so you just kind of ran about life.
Yeah, but you know, still, I feel like I was just taking you on a journey with me.
Yeah.
I'm just unapologetically me. I don't really have any filter. I'm pretty outspoken. And it's just, I'm just being who I am. So I think that's the best way to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that was pretty much it, really.
And today, we're going to talk about some subjects.
We are.
We're going to get into it.
We are.
But first of all, we've got a very special drink here.
Legendary.
So, Lambrini. Do you mind if I pour you a glass,
sir? You can. To see, like, this is a big moment, people. This is Tesco, £2.65. I'm telling you.
Is it only £2.65 still? Because I used to buy this when I was, like, 15.
I've heard that, but...
Wow. And it was, like, £1 something.
See, but inflation.
Yeah.
But I think you can get a bit cheaper if you've got Tesco Club Card.
Yeah.
That's a bonus, isn't it? Maybe £2. I don't know.
Can I just say that Tesco Club Card thing is such a... That's a scam.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you know when they're like, they make you get... They rack everything up by 3 times the price.
Oh, 100%.
And then they make you get a club card, get it at its normal price.
No, yeah, that's marketing 101, isn't it? But I'm still a sucker for it, I suppose.
Right, so what is the magic of Lambrini? Why is it so special?
I think because it's cheap, it's cheerful. And when I drink it, I just turn into a demon. It's crazy.
Right.
I don't know, man. I realized a while ago, you don't need expensive booze to get wasted.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So why would I spend £10 or £50 on absolute vodka and I can have £2.65 cheerful? I can get 4 times the value of that buying that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's cheers to it.
Let's cheers.
Cheers.
See, you know what I'm missing out, man. Oh, it goes down good every time, man. I go for like three. It tastes like apple juice, don't you think?
Yeah.
A sparkling apple juice. I go for like three a week.
That's probably, I reckon that's within the recommended amounts,
especially with considering the weather factor. I think that's got up to at least 4. That's pretty standard, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember back in the day when I was like underage, I would like me and my mates would hang outside Tesco and we'd like ask people, like men who were over the 18, being like, "Would you buy me some alcohol, please, sir?"
Yeah, I think that was pretty standard, don't it? Yeah. Like, go up to someone, but I think more times they'll say no, but I think they just wanted to. So yeah, you know, might as well. They seem like good kids.
Mm.
Let them get pissed on the street corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if a kid came up to me now, if like a 16-year-old came up to me now and said, would you buy me some alcohol? I think I'd probably do it.
I'd definitely do it.
Because I remember the pain.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how long can you try to steal liquor out of your mum's cabinet?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You need someone responsible like us.
Exactly.
To do it.
Responsible adults.
Responsible adults, man. Do you know what I mean?
If the police are watching this, I'm joking.
Well, if they are, I probably shouldn't say too much. I'm ready to run. I feel like I am. I feel like I'm on a run right now, but no, it's fine. I'm used to it, man. It's fine.
So do you get, when you're out, so we filmed some TikToks before, right, together. And when we was out, like a couple people came up to and were like, Mr. Big Boy.
And that was, how long ago was that now?
That was like a few months ago.
Yeah, but I feel like every day I post, I gain a new watcher. like I branch out to someone I didn't know. So I feel like as long as you stay relevant, your name will just get bigger. So I think now it's a lot more bad than it was then. But right. But it's love. I never get any hate or it's always bro, you're so funny. And I'm like, that sort of keeps me to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because I have got that many fans, you know what I mean? So I can't complain.
So are you paying attention to the football?
I mean, unfortunately, it's not coming home. I'd like to believe so, but it's not. Let's be honest.
I don't think
I've been saying that for the last how many years. It's not coming home, unfortunately.
No. What about the election? Are you paying attention to the election?
You know what? You know, I've never voted.
Never voted?
Never.
But if you had to consider yourself one way or the other, what do you think you'd be?
Labour.
So this is my question. Someone asked me.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with a Tory?
I mean... is that even a thing? Like the label would stop me?
That's the thing. Some people...
Really?
Stop, yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't think so, though.
No.
Would you have sex? I don't... Well, okay, I can't say as long as she's breathing. But no, I just, you know... I just mean... That's not, that label is not going to... Why would I even... No, yes, I would.
Yeah.
100% I
would. Okay, well, that's bridging political gaps, isn't it?
Like, I feel like I could unite the two by doing that, I think.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Exactly.
But I can't believe that's a thing. Wow, someone really wouldn't sleep with...
I don't think I would massively sleep...
No?
I wouldn't sleep with someone who was like...
Go on.
A Nazi, probably.
Yeah, but that's more getting to race wars than it's political. Yeah. I mean, I think eventually... I think that's a bit like... But then it depends on the motivation as well, though, innit?
Would you sleep with a really sexy Nazi?
100%. 100%. I actually don't care. Do you know what? I've always said, even if I saw a hot woman who was like 65, I still would. I swear to God, I would.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Not enough older women get love.
I don't discriminate against age. If she's still in shape, and she, I don't mind, you know, one or two bad hips medication. That's fine. I can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as she's kind of, you know, neat and trim, that's fine. I don't care.
I think for me right now, I think like 50 would kind of be the cutoff for me.
Yeah, but I feel like 50 is not, like there's an old 50 and a young 50.
Yeah.
So the young 50 is like someone who's always gone to the gym and saying shit. Old 50 just let himself go.
Yeah.
And that could be a bit messy, I won't lie.
Yeah, sort of maybe have like one of them oxygen things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit brutal. Oxygen. If someone's got oxygen masks, I think they need hospital, not sexual advances. But hey, that's me.
Who knows? Why who not? Knows? But yeah. What do you... Right, so...
Go on.
I'm going to ask your opinion on...
Go on.
You've been outspoken about the kind of women you like. You like single mums, don't you?
When have I ever said that? No, I don't.
Oh, no, you don't.
I mean, I would... Nothing against them, but I'd opt not to. No, well, ever since I stole the food at the kids' food, I've sort of been banned from single mums.
So what was this? You went round to...
Well, I've gone round to her house.
Yeah.
The kid was asleep. It was about 12 o'clock. And after we had sex, I was starving. There was nothing available apart from the fish fingers and, you know, the beans. I ate it. But I mean, what else was I supposed to eat? I don't understand why I get a backlash. I'm like, you can't expect me to put in high-level performances in the bedroom with not the right nutrients. Do you know what I mean? How would that even not be a thing?
I ate it,
got kicked out. And then ever since then, I've sort of had a... dark cloud over single mums. I'm like, if you're not willing to feed me, don't invite me around.
Right, okay, so they need... I think that's totally fair.
That's a fair ask.
I think, to be fair, I'm kind of a bit sick nowadays of men, when it's a date, they always just want to go for a drink. Why don't men ever want to go out for food anymore?
Pricey. Have you seen London prices? I'm not being funny. Me and my budget and how I am, I'm not going out in London, spending like £60-70 and then get a kiss on the cheek. No.
What about if you went Spoons?
As long as it's under 30, I mean, that's doable.
You can do under 30 in Spoons.
I won't lie, yeah, but Spoons' food is pretty mediocre, isn't it? You think Spoons' food is not really, I don't know. But then again, if I was going out for food, I probably wouldn't go for Spoons. But nowadays, I've even trimmed it down. I only do Costa dates now.
You do what?
Costa dates.
Costa.
No, that's it.
Really?
I'm not going to, £10 is my cut off. Maybe a croissant and a large hot chocolate. That's it.
Okay.
I'm not doing more than that. Listen, I need a return on my investment. And for me, the fact that I put it out there, you can't really shame me for that. The fact that I'm telling people this is my sort of criteria.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, women aren't pleased with that.
But have you not? Do you not date women who maybe just want to split the bill?
I think that's preposterous because I don't even pay for dates anymore. They have to pay for me.
Really?
I said that, I'm not leaving my house if they don't offer to pay.
And and since blowing up, have you got a lot of women paying for dates for you?
Not really, but I think that's deterring them actually. Like, so I might need to adjust that. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. But you might.
but to be fair, I'm not asking for a lavish date.
Yeah.
I'm happy with Costa or a park or happy hour cocktail. I'm 2 for 10. I'm happy with that. I'm like a cheap, easy guy. Mm. And I feel like if I can mirror that and someone can see that, then like we're both saving money.
Yeah.
In this economy, it's a W, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Because I feel like when you put a certain amount of money on the table, on either side, the expectancy goes up of something from someone.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like if someone was like, right, I spent £100, now we have to have sex. Right. As opposed to £10, maybe a hand job. Do you know what I mean? I feel like there's a range.
£10 for a hand job.
No, but there's a range. Like, I feel like the more you spend, would be the more sexual the act, I think. But a £10, right. I don't know, that's me though.
I can't say, to be fair, most of the dates, I haven't gone on a date in years where the guy has paid for it all.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who have you been seeing? Years?
Soy Boys.
And how much are these dates though? And where are you going is the question.
Like pub.
I mean, but to be fair, if you're meeting in the evening, you're having a couple of pints or whatever, that's for me, that's neither here nor there.
Mm.
But if you told me you were taking a restaurant, then I'll be a bit like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, no. You know what I mean? Just pub.
No, see, pub's all right. But I feel like if someone's going to demand a first date and you're not paying, you can't decide where we go. Do you know what I mean? So if you said I have to take you out, I'm like, right, so wherever we go, then you can't dictate the price and the place. If you're not paying, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
So right, okay, so if a woman was gonna woo you, right, where should she take you?
Do you know what? I do like crazy golf, you know.
Yeah.
No, I do. Crazy golf with a few cocktails, I'm yours, man.
What's that? There's that place called Swingers. It's crazy golf.
Do you know what? I haven't been there, but I do want to go there. But I went to one the other day in Bank. Damn, what's it called? Putt Shack or something like that. It's really good, actually, for my friend's birthday.
Yeah.
But I feel like because I'm quite a sociable person.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, that's the thing. People think it has to be just the bedroom. Not even. Like, I don't mind going out. I'm just not paying. That's all it is. If you're paying, I'll go anywhere you want with you. Like, we could do a weekend in France if you're paying. I actually don't mind.
Right, so, yeah. So, if there's anyone watching this that fancies a trip to Crazy Golf, hit you up.
And especially if I let you in.
Okay.
Because I'm quite competitive.
Oh, right. What's that say?
Like, I'm quite competitive, so I won't be the type to let you in so you're happy. No, I will destroy you at the game.
What about an escape room?
I've always wanted to do that. I still ain't done that yet, but that's on my to-do list.
I'm not going to lie, I find them really boring.
Why? Because you're so good at it?
No, because I go in, and if you're with other people, and then someone kind of takes a lead, and then you're just like, I can't be bothered. And you just sort of sit and watch them.
But is that the one where there's like a timer in each room, or like you've got to figure out the puzzle?
Yeah.
I can't be boring though, is it? I don't know.
I'm quite easy. I think the thing I like doing the most is talking about myself. Like, that's my favourite pastime. And so when I'm put in a situation where I can't just talk about myself, then...
Wow, vanity, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but I see it. But see, I'm saying that, but I think I could speak about myself for a good hour without stopping. No, seriously. I think I can highlight everything that's amazing about me and not get bored of it.
Yeah.
So why can't she, respect that? No, I agree with you, actually.
How come you haven't started your own podcast yet?
Because I'm not going to lie, I'm quite lazy. Everyone's told me to, but...
Right, yeah.
But I was really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I could acquire this space... then I have the idea for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd only get people that are hated.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get... So it's like people who've been blacklisted like myself or written off, or I'd only want that.
Like who? Any?
Do you know what? There's a lot of people. I can't even think of a name, but like anyone that's basically really controversial or like has got a type of stigma around them, I'd have them only. Because for me, industry people are just fake. They say something for the camera. It's all scripted. I like people a bit off the cuff and just... say it raw. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm thinking about it. I really am thinking about it. It's just where though.
What about boxing? Would you do the boxing?
Boxing.
like influencer boxing?
Do you know what? I'd be willing to get knocked out for the right price. I will dive in a fourth if you want me to. I will dive.
Who would you want to fight?
Someone who's not that good. Because if I get caught with a stray, right?
What about Ali Kingston University? Would you fight him?
I would fight him, actually. No, I would definitely fight him.
Yes!
I would definitely fight him.
I would love to see that.
I think I'd win, though.
Yeah, you would win. Definitely.
But no, I would fight him. He's funny, actually. He joined my live the other day. I didn't block for months.
Why?
Because he just joined my chat spamming. I'm from Kingston University. I'm like, I don't care. He just kept spamming it for months.
That is something he would do. Yeah, I have mutuals with him.
And then he said something. But then I think I was on Dylan's live. Mm-hmm. And we hashed it out. So now it's cool.
Okay, right.
But I still want to fight him, though. I would still fight him.
Okay, so this is a call out.
Pull it out there.
Okay, so young CEO certified, Mr. 30 Big Boys versus Ali Kingston University.
Let's set up, Ali, man. Let's set up. Get in the ring.
Yes. I'll be ring girl.
You know, I haven't seen ring girls in... Like, do they still do ring girls?
I
don't think they do. Do they?
In the influencer stuff, I think so. Maybe in the real stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. But no, yeah, I think that'd be a decent turnout as well.
Fucking hell. I'd pay good money to watch that.
So PPV fight, do you know what I mean? But night in Wembley, get a punishment, it'll be good, innit? Because I feel like the more you're hated, the more people would want to see you get knocked out or just lose.
But I don't think people...
Don't you think so?
Hate you.
I think I'm an acquired taste.
Yeah, but I don't think people...
No, you don't think so? I think so.
To be fair, I don't think people would desperately want to see you or Ali knocked out. Like, I feel like...
Right.
But they would like to see you fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think you both need to maybe do some, like...
Content.
More fucked up stuff.
Do you know what? But I'm not going to lie. I have been on certain podcasts where they've had to, delete the footage because what I said was too crazy. No, I've got there's probably like 6 hours like in the archive of just fucked up things that have never been put out. But in my head, when I'm saying it, I'm like, is it that crazy? He's like, yes, bro, it is. I'm like, okay. So this is me going easy.
Okay, you're easing me into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not.
Eventually, you'll get wilder, but yeah.
Okay, right.
I'm being nice now. Mm-hmm. The back and forth, you know. But as that bottle goes down.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
And we need a top up.
We do. I mean, how can you not like Brini, man?
I mean, I'm good to drink it, yeah.
Sparkling apple juice.
Man. I mean, it's not that. It's only 6%, isn't it? It's not that, like...
I know, but I feel like
it's... That's like probably like having 2 pints, I reckon, that.
But even some people are after 2 pints, they get a bit legless. Even after 2.
Well, that's me. I get pissed after 2 pints.
Do you?
Look at me, I'm a tiny wee woman.
I know, but I feel like some people are just drink. I feel like some people are just drinkers. Do you know what I mean? Like some people can have like 5 pints and be absolutely fine. Mm. Like, I don't know. Some people can have like just a glass of wine and be fucked.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. No, not me. I could drink 2 of them and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I'm like becoming immune to that. I don't know.
Okay,
I hope not.
Do you know what? You might have to go cold turkey on Lambrini, and then when you come back to it, then you'll get pissed again.
Or maybe, I said, if I get stocks in it, maybe I could reach out to the... To make it to them increase the, you know, percent, maybe.
Yeah, you should get... You're trying to get Lambrini sponsored. I'm trying to get sponsored by Weatherspoons.
I feel like that'd be easier than with Lambrini, though. What do you think? Because it's more of like renowned. Like, as everyone knows, Weatherspoons is quite common.
I think Weatherspoons are probably doing better financially than Lambrini.
100%. That's what I'm saying. 100%. Yeah. So it'd be easier to get into that market. I mean, but can you imagine being a poster girl for Weatherspoons?
Oh, my God.
Can you actually imagine that? I mean, imagine your target audience. That'd be crazy.
That is my target audience.
Because it opens at like 10 a.m. Yeah, and then people are getting pissed at 10 a.m. until 11 p.m.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. I went there the other day. Yeah, I was saying just before, like, when I get recognised out and about, it's mostly in Weatherspoons. You know, when we met up.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
We met in a Weatherspoons.
That weren't planned, though.
No, yeah, but messaged me afterwards and was like, did I see you in Weatherspoons earlier?
Oh, wow,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was Weatherspoons. Yeah. I didn't know.
But, yeah, I was actually in Weatherspoons the other day, and it is like, fucking hell, this is depressing. Like,
it is, isn't it?
When you see the old guys, it, like, they've got their pint there with their breakfast, or not even eating food, they're just like drinking the pints from like 8 a.m.
Weatherspoons is more of a social thing than it is anything else.
Yeah, it's like seriously, it's a day centre.
100%. Yeah. For old people.
Yeah.
And the carpet's always fucked for some reason.
Yeah.
And the food's mediocre. I know, it's almost like benefit centre.
Yeah.
It just unites all the, everyone who's on benefit will congregate and go to Weatherspoons and speak about their miserable lives. That's genuinely what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I think anyway.
But it's genuinely a good place to get work done, right? If True. You take your laptop, get work done, because you can get breakfast, lunch and dinner there. So you can sit there all day and you can order it via the app.
The app is...
And there's no music to distract you.
So Weatherspoons is the secret spot to get work done.
Yeah.
As opposed to Starbucks or something.
Much cheaper than a shared workspace place. Yeah.
That's true. But then... Mm. Well, maybe... But I mean, you might have to stop the advances for men every now and again. Like, go away. Like, shoot.
You also can't leave your laptop on the table when you go to the toilet.
Theft is high also. Yeah. Pros and cons of Weatherspoons. You might get your laptop, Rob, but it's quiet as fuck in there. Yeah. Is that even a fair trade-off? That's strange. I think I'd stick to... You know, almost like those bougie people who specifically go to fucking Pret. Or Starbucks, just to show they got a MacBook. Like, who cares, bro? They specifically go there for the free Wi-Fi. Why? Mm. What is that? Why would you go to like Prep just to show you got a MacBook?
Yeah, also it's like, if you can afford a MacBook, surely you can afford your own expensive Wi-Fi at home.
This is, I don't know, I think they just come there to just flash the Apple logo and just think they're above everyone else. Weird.
What's your thoughts on Pizza Express?
I'm more of a Domino's guy. I'm not going to lie. Or even Papa John's, I prefer over Pizza Express.
I prefer Papa John's to Domino's.
And Papa John do those really nice... What's those cinnamon things called? I don't know. It's nice as fuck, though.
Cinnamon sticks.
They're nice, man.
Rolls or something.
Yeah, that's it. Cinnamon rolls. Yeah, they're banging. But yeah, Papa John's over Pizza Express, I feel like that's just the name. And I haven't gone there probably since I was...
Well, that's 15. Where Prince Andrew got...
Is it?
Well, he was... He said he couldn't have done what he did because he was in Pizza Express.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that explains a lot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Pizza Express like didn't go down after that.
I think they did have a bit of a crisis.
Took a bit of a hit after he said
Yeah.
Who about Bad Blood Busy? Yeah, but you know what? I do like takeaway, but I don't know. I think I'm more like a burger guy. I do like burgers. No, burgers and wraps, I'd say.
See, I don't think a wrap is...
You don't like wraps?
I don't really choose a wrap over... except for a falafel wrap.
Falafel and hummus, come on, you must like that. See, I feel like maybe that's the bouginess in me. Falafel and hummus. I don't know.
Although falafel and hummus is pretty cheap, isn't it?
Is it? I feel like everything's expensive nowadays.
It might be like £6 for a falafel hummus wrap. And then it's more for like the lamb one.
Yeah, but then it depends. If you went to like a street market, probably like a tenner though. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's that? Borough Market, I think it's called?
It depends if you get it from an actual kebab shop or if you get it from, Borough Market or somewhere. Then it's going to be spending.
Yeah, but I don't know. But nowadays, I don't know, man. It just seems like everything's out of budget. Everything. So now, if I'm doing a food shop, fucking Aldi, I'm telling you, Aldi have the best produce. I'm telling you.
I'm actually... I agree, but I prefer Lidl, so...
How? Prefer a little over Aldi.
They've got better fruit and veg selection.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think Aldi have just the best produce. It's all round and it's budget friendly.
Do Aldi do their own version of Lamborghini?
They don't. Do you know what? I went to Sainsbury's and they don't have it.
That's because they're classist.
No, but I was always offended. I was like, who do you think you are, man? You mean you don't have really? Yeah. Because they've got like five rows of shit wine that's always fully stocked, but you don't have that.
Yeah.
I feel like every Tesco, I feel like I should do like maybe a vlog diary of me just going to every Tesco just purchasing
like me. You know when it's like somewhere shit air, it's like when they've got, if they've got a security tag on the Lamborghini, that's how you know.
It did have one.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think what do you mean the fact that they're trying to protect £2.65? So it must be shit. Yeah, maybe.
Well, like the area. But they have a high.
Yeah, but that had a tag in it when I was in central London, Oxford Circus.
Oh.
So I don't think that's, I don't know.
Outside of London, I don't see Lamborghini tagged that much.
Do you know what? I feel like I might need to invest in a bulk buy before they might go out of stock. Like, did it get discontinued?
Mate, you're keeping them in business. They're going to be fine.
How am I not sponsored yet? That's crazy. I mean, I haven't reached out to anyone personally, but I mean...
But I mean, you just posted a photo of yourself of a Lamborghini thing the other day, and it had like loads of views. So how can they not?
Maybe I just need to... But then again, I don't know their current situation. Maybe I could take it where it needs to go. Maybe I can resurge.
Right.
Dan Breen. I mean, it's budget friendly, tastes like apple juice. How can you not like it?
We're bringing it back, baby.
Do you know what? A lot of comments I get are, I had that when I was 15. I'm like, and I have it now. Like, hasn't got anywhere.
I'm genuinely, it is better than I remember. Like, I did think it used to be like piss, but actually it's not.
Piss?
Yeah.
So look, the bubbles are still going, man.
Yeah, bubbles are still going.
So it's got quite a long after effect of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, so I asked my fans to send in some questions, like, in terms of problems they're going through.
I'm here for it.
And you, I feel like you can help answer some of these problems.
So now I'm turning into Dr. Love.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, some of them are about work, but a lot are about, like, sex and relationships kind of thing.
Okay, let's do those on fuck work.
Yeah.
Get over it, mate.
So.
Go on.
One is, my wife was in a toxic work environment for 2 years and we stopped having sex. So this man is in his wife and not having sex. What would you say to him?
Wait. He's in a...
She was in a toxic work environment.
How would that affect homosexual... What?
Yeah, so, that sounds a bit like an excuse.
That does.
Yeah.
I think she's probably fucking the manager.
Probably.
Because how would work make you just disinterested in sex when you come home? It can't be that toxic.
Yeah, what realistically, what is she doing that's that? I mean, unless she was a police officer investigating like a really brutal serial killer case, that would maybe put you off.
Yeah, well, the chances of that are so, I don't know. Yeah, but like, wouldn't that make you have sex more when you come home?
Like, I don't think it would be. I mean, like, stress release.
No, there's no. Unless you're dying from COVID or just something going wrong with you, there's no reason why she can't put out. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe just have a conversation, sit down with her, and then maybe try to, I don't know, foreplay, caress or stuff. But if she's just saying no, there's someone else. I'm sorry, man.
Do you think if you was in a relationship with a girl and sex, like, if you're in a long-term relationship with someone and you hadn't had sex in a while, do you think it's something that can be re-sparked, or do you think that's it, it's gone?
It can, but I'd question how it even got to that point.
Because
I'm the type that if my girlfriend walked through the door, I'd just hump her leg or something. I'm quite not vocal, what's that word?
You got high libido.
I do, you know, it's weird.
And you need someone who matches that.
Yeah, but I feel like I work off the way I've got a come to you, no pun intended, but I have to come to you. Like, I prefer it when I'm the initiator.
Really? You don't like it when a woman initiates it?
I don't mind a blowjob when she does it, but I feel like I'm more just like, yeah, like the kind of whole control the red bedroom kind of thing.
Yeah. So you're more dominant?
100%.
Right, okay.
Maybe he needs to take charge. Mm. Maybe just one day, just say shut up and just strip her naked. I could work.
You think?
She might be waiting for, like, you know what? Because if work is toxic, she might need the aggressive when she comes home.
Yeah, he needs to like put in a bit more of a...
Yeah, or maybe he might even come to the door with nothing on, just a bow tie and whipped cream on his dick. Something like that, yeah. She was like, what was I expecting that? And then next we know the mood's back, I'm telling you.
That could work.
A bit of spice in the room. Because remember, you know, sometimes things get stale. So you might have to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, do something that maybe just not every night missionary roll over, go sleep. That's not really...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A bit of varied... thing. Or say, oh, what time are you home? 9. And before she comes home, you can prep things. So I think that stuff helps, I think, personally. So, yeah.
So just, whipped cream on the dick.
If she's with it, even if she wasn't with it, at that moment, she would be. If any man comes to the door with a bow tie and whipped cream on his dick, I'm telling you, she's going to think, I've got a freak. I didn't know that was in you. She'll be thinking, who are you? But at the same time, she wanted more. I'm telling you. So you might need to push the boat out and do something crazy like that.
I can say as a woman, that is something that we love when a man comes to a bow tie, whipped cream on dick. Having said that, no one please come to my house with whipped cream on their dick and a bow tie.
I mean, unless asked for, maybe, I suppose. Yeah. And I kind of have to know you. I'm going to know. So I think he needs to spice it up. He needs to, yeah, man. Because I wouldn't buy that excuse. Because it's different. Maybe tired, long week or work is stressful. But when you come home,
She said like 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, she's fucking the manager. But to be fair, if she was fucking the manager, how has she not got a promotion? Yeah, that's crazy. 2 years of fucking. What the hell is she doing, man? That'd be a bit odd. That situation's strange. 2 years, he might just need to leave it alone then.
Yeah.
2 years is a very long time.
I feel like that's a little bit dead in the water, to be honest. But I mean, try the whipped cream thing. If that doesn't work, then I think it's dead in the water.
She's definitely... I mean, because I can't go 2 days without a hand job. I'm just being honest, man. Like, I've got high libido. You know, at one point, I thought... Because I used to take zinc pills, I wonder, have I got... I think that was increasing the amount of times I was hard a day, zinc pills.
Zinc. Well, that is...
It's something. It's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, because I remember watching that program, was it You Are What You Eat? And she always said zinc is important for libido.
Really?
Because
like, my dick was hard like 5 times a day.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Maybe you need to lay off the zinc then.
Yeah, but you know how inappropriate it is to get a random stiff one in the high street? Do you know how inappropriate that is? And you can't even explain it. Like, how can you explain a stiff one for no reason? You know, especially if just a police car goes by at some point. I'm fucked.
It wasn't like a hot 65-year-old walked past or anything, no?
No, but then I kind of look like a black coat hanger. Like, it just kind of... Like, you know, like the trousers just... I tried to hold it down. It was all weird. So then I kind of... I went from...
Yeah, you can't hold it down in public.
I think that would draw more attention.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to... Yeah, so I kind of slowed down on the zinc pills.
But if Zinc wants to sponsor you, Big Zinc.
Zinc and Lambrini can be a deadly combo.
Yeah, oh my
I'm
god.
I'm pissed and I'm hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that combo is legendary, actually. Yeah. Tell that guy to invest in zinc pills.
Yeah, Zinc and Lambrini.
And you know, maybe one day he should even like take these like dick pills, you can even call them, and turn up at work, just unannounced. Just hard for no reason. She's like, oh my God, James. Ah. And then...
Yeah.
You know.
And then you can also find out if she's sleeping with the manager.
Yeah, because that might be a thing. 2 years is a very long time. Mm. 2 years. Like 2 whole years. That's crazy. Mm. I mean, well, this is assuming he might have someone on the side as well. I don't know. Could be. Might be a naughty boy.
I don't know. He sounds a bit sad. So he does. Feel like he's not getting laid.
I mean, but how much time can you jerk off to Pornhub Premium? I don't know.
I don't know. Some people, I guess, are just...
Do you think?
Not as...
But maybe the battle isn't that high.
He also might be a fair bit older. And it obviously goes down a bit when you get older.
What, ED? Do you know what? I think if that ever happened to me, like, I'd actually kill myself. If I have an ED, I think I would.
Really?
Because that's like a real large factor of my whole...
It's something that something that sparks joy in you.
Yeah, because it's not like they say, if you lose your sight, you gain hearing.
Yeah,
like if you lose your dick, you don't gain the ability to just eat vagina well. it doesn't really go hand in
or
hand, does it?
Or a heightened sense of smell.
Yeah, but and that could be weird if you've got a low pH. That'd be even weirder, wouldn't it? You could detect her a mile away. So no, he needs to. Yeah, I wouldn't. That's strange. 2 years. I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah,
but it sounds like there's more underneath that layer. It doesn't sound. I need more info there.
Yeah, that I think there's something more going on in there.
Do you know what I mean? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Like, go on, fire away.
Right. So.
Keep going.
I'm in love with a married woman I've been walking with for a month.
Doing what with?
Walking with. So I think going on hikes together.
Who goes to the hikes with a married woman?
Yeah. To be fair. Yeah, if I...
That's strange.
That is a bit like if I was a man and I had a wife who was going on walks alone in the hills with another man...
That kind of sounds like a horror film waiting to happen.
So maybe she does. Think? Maybe she fancies him back then, if she's doing that.
Or she's bored.
Yeah.
Or maybe the husband works away a lot and she needs company.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like you would. I think a lot of people don't understand. If you're a busy person, you're always working away, then that could obviously increase the need for social contact or just company. So maybe maybe he's just a back burner. Like maybe he's just being used. Mm. I don't think she wants him like that. I mean, if they're, I think he should just enjoy the hikes. I would assume these hikes lead to such. Just no hikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like walking as it is. So I can't imagine just walking with a woman to be her sort of plus one on the hills.
This is what people do outside of London, though. They go on like walks in the mountains and the hills. And
that's wild.
Yeah. When I lived in Bristol, people were always going out into the hills and shit.
Just walking into the hills?
Yeah.
What? Just, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm
make
not doing
a whole day
that.
Of it.
You can't fall for. And hold on, if he knows she's married, yeah, you can't fall for a marriage. Well, you can, but do you know what I mean? You can't. I can't know that.
You don't let your brain get to that point.
You wouldn't even do that. Why would you even allow yourself? Because she's not gonna leave her marriage for you.
Yeah, I have to say, I've never been in love with someone who's like in a like, as soon as I know they're in a relationship or married, I don't.
You turn off. You just switch. It's like, okay, it's done.
Mm.
I mean, you might could enjoy your fun time sort of secretly behind closed doors, but you know it's never going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even want to be labelled as the homewrecker
because
he might be a madman.
Yes.
And I'm not being chased down. Well, yeah, previous instances, but I'm not being chased out of the house.
Have you been chased out of the house before?
Yeah, I ran down Shoreditch High Street in my boxers once.
Can you tell us what happened?
I don't know, just wrong time, wrong place. and like she like forgot to mention she had a partner.
Right, okay.
Imagine she come back, she said he's not back till 4 or 5 in the morning, 1 o'clock, at the back window. Oof. I fucking legged it. I didn't even see his face. I don't know how he looked. I couldn't tell
right,
you.
Right, yeah. So you don't know if he was like big.
I heard keys and I saw trainers. I was like, that's enough.
Oh.
And the thing is, I'm like, you, like, I wouldn't knowingly risk my life for random ton. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just tell me in advance. It's fine. Like, if you got a partner, then I can make, at least, like, allow me to make the decision.
Yeah. Let me decide if I want to play with my life or not.
You know what I mean? But for the fact that it just popped up like that, yeah, it's Shoreditch High Street, man. You know, like, when you're sort of running, and you're trying to get your trousers back on.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, I left the oyster. I was like, fuck, man. I think I got on a night bus. The driver let me on because he just looked at me and thought, yeah, mate, you're having a shit night.
You need help.
Like, you're having a shit night. Just get on the bus and then, So that's a disclaimer. If a woman has a partner, just tell the guy. It saves a lot of, it lets them decide if they want to pursue it. Mm. But if you don't say it and he gets caught up in something, now he's involved in something a bit crazy. So yes.
Yeah, you got to drop it.
Mate. Do you know what I mean? You can't do that.
Can't be.
Like, have some decorum, man.
Yeah.
I mean, at least.
Not actually, so, not. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
On, someone said they just got out of a relationship and now they want advice on how to enter their slut era.
Just do it. There's no advice. Like I feel like right now, where like Fuckface 97 right now? Everyone's just fucking. So see, like,
Fuckface 97.
Fuckface 97. There's no, you know, like, it's like there's no vetting. There's right. no.
Do you think apps are making people fuck more or less? I think they're making people fuck less.
I feel like because it's become oversaturated, and it's watered down to a point where you've got too many options. Sometimes limiting your options gives you more options. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's why I think back in the day I had lower standards, like before dating apps,
right?
So I would be like, whatever, you know.
And now it's more, but now the expectancy has gone up because you're allowed to sort of profile what you want, because I mean, one girl's profile said you've got to be 6 foot 6 inches, 6 figures. I'm like, well, I can't ask me out. So I'm like, well, I couldn't even get in the DM. I was like, that's fucking crazy. So, and then hence, that's why people then lie about heights, or they might use old photos. But I do think it's a lot easier now to access, just casual sex than it was before apps.
Mm-hmm.
It must be. Because a lot of people who are on dating apps, I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, I thought they'd got false intentions. So I mean? Like, I'm looking for marriage. No, you're not.
No, no one.
Do you know what I mean? Tinder, really?
I haven't met a man on a dating app who's seriously looking for marriage.
I don't see how you. I don't know, maybe Christian dating app.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe Muzz Match, maybe.
Yeah, a bit more tailored, but.
Yeah.
If you're on Tinder saying you want the wife for you, yeah, no, you're not. I think that's a hit and ghost one for you there.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's definitely easier, but I think people become more picky, so kind of hard at the same time.
Because
I think people create what they want now in their head. And if you don't get it, you'd be like, oh, well, there's just so much more people to swipe on. Do you know what I mean?
I also think it's particularly harder in London, right? If you go outside London, people... And look, I say this to someone who's lived in various places outside London, so I'm allowed to say this. Like, people outside London, there's less attractive people, right? So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right. So when you're in... Because if you think lots of people like actors and models, they all live in London. So when you're outside London, like...
outside London, yeah. I wouldn't think...
I got a lot more matches outside London. Then when I was in London, I was like, oh, damn.
Really?
I was a higher rating outside London. Then when I moved into London, I moved down a few.
Wow. Yeah. The pecking order, you went down.
Yeah.
So London is very competitive, it's what you're saying.
Yeah, I would say so.
But that's why I feel like, but the combat to that is you just show more cleavage. That always wins, isn't
it? I haven't got any cleavage.
I know, but some got more skin, more...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, or you might have to have a sort of catchy, witty profile. Say it, yeah. like, I'm a cheap date. And if I agree to meet you after nine, it's definitely going down.
Or like, I just offer to pay for everyone's food and drinks. Maybe.
That would have to work.
Yeah.
I don't know any guy that wouldn't leave his house to have paid dinner and a possible blowjob.
Yeah.
I don't, who would leave the house for that? Like, I would pay for that myself if I knew. Yeah. And I think guys are more easily sexually led. Because guys generally think they're dick. So it's like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's more, I think it's easier to sort of woo a guy.
Mm. True.
As opposed to the other way around.
So if I want to woo a guy, I've just got to be like, I will buy you a burger and a beer.
I'm telling you, he's yours. Mm-hmm. He might be getting down on one knee. Because as much as you might think, that doesn't happen a lot with men. Like, men don't get that sort of type of...
sugar mama.
It doesn't happen. Mm. And do you know what? I'm telling you, I'm looking for a sugar mama. I have been for a while.
Right, okay.
Listen, I will help. I'll make sure she takes some medication. I'll go to appointments with her. I'll assist in any type of nursing appointment she has.
Yep.
For, the right amount. I'll do it. I swear I'll do it.
But I mean...
Never mind. I mean, why not, right?
Would you...
Do you know what I mean?
Would you plough an 80-year-old?
80-year-old?
Mm,
80,
yeah.
I think that's a bit outside my comfort zone. 80.
She was going to take care of everything financially.
And all I got to do is be eye candy. Like, just be someone on her arm.
No, you've got to sleep with her.
I mean, as long as it isn't in a nursing home, because nursing home stinks. So as long as it's not in
a
nursing home.
So it's in her mansion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I have no shame.
Okay, right, yeah, fair.
I'm pretty shameless.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of, the more, you know, the less shame I have, the more happy I am. Have you realised that? Because when if you wake up tomorrow and say, I just don't give a fuck about anything, right. You're a lot happier.
That is true.
Because there's no judgment, don't care.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to tell me about shame. I mean, I get my flaps out on the internet, so, you know.
And no, but it's, because I realise some people look for things in others they don't have. So that guy's really confident, doesn't give a fuck. I want to be like that. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like everyone's waiting for like a torchbearer. So in any lane of sort of just confident or not caring, you always win. You have to win. But I think nowadays we're kind of like a PC society. Everyone's called by, we got to be all safe. And fuck that. If you like this and you like that, just call it how it is. I can't deal with all that. Do you know what I mean? PC talk, nah.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, man.
But I think that's kind of why I've blown up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't spend my day checking comments. I was never going to do that. Because if you sift through the comments, the majority is going to be hateful. Well, not hateful, but like maybe your appearance or what you do. I don't care because I'm still going to get up tomorrow and do the same thing.
So the only thing you say is, I beg you rate my ting. What does that mean, actually? I don't actually know what I mean.
I beg you rate my ting.
Yeah.
It means just respect what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
There's a lot of phrases. You know what? Maybe I should start clearing out all the things I say. I beg you rate my ting. It means respect what I'm saying. Tuntun's vagina.
Yeah, no, I got that. Yeah,
what else? Step backs is.
I didn't know what does step, like, hold off?
Yeah, like, be easy. Chill.
Yeah, you're like...
Chill. Yeah. But I just, yeah.
And I didn't know what grating was, and you had to tell me.
Really?
Yeah.
I did tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Really didn't know.
Because grating's white girl.
Yeah. So someone might say, that's a nice brown skin girl. She's obviously black, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So similar to that. Yeah, but grating, I thought... Yeah, but it's funny because that video, I think you didn't know, but when I titled it, I don't think you knew what it meant when I posted it, did you? Like, afterwards you found out what it meant. Like, when we was in prayer.
Well, yeah, no. You'd said grating, and I was like, what's that?
Yeah. See, so I've got to urbanize you, man. There's a lot of words, you know, to keep up with the youth and stuff. But no, you know what's funny? Because a lot of words I say, I didn't actually, people popularized it. Meaning, that's just my everyday chat. But they took it as something they haven't heard before. So step back six is massive. I think it actually precedes me.
But I hadn't heard it till you.
Yeah, but now I'm saying, but people be like all races, ages, everyone, because it's quite fitting. So I don't know, like, because it doesn't matter their gender either. So if a guy come up to you and said, can I have your number? Whoa, step back, sis. It's in any situation it works. It's not like you don't have to wait to use it in like a specific, in any situation.
I'm going to say it more, step back, sis.
Yeah, and I like how it's grown because someone could say and not even know who I am. And I think that's cool. Like to have like a such yeah, a big yeah, saying yeah. that's beyond me. But no, yeah, so like, that's just a few. So, but yeah, so, but now you're up to date on the saying. Tuntun.
Yeah.
I mean, Tuntun's massive. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear other people say Tuntun.
Do you?
I think so.
Because I think...
Oh no, maybe I'm thinking Pum Pum.
Yeah, Pum Pum. But I feel like Tuntun's a nice way to say pussy, isn't it? Like, it's
yeah, less, it is nicer than... It is
it's
actually
less vulgar,
not, yeah.
Do you think?
It's nicer than like clunge.
Yeah. But or I minge. Think... Because if you had a bunch of teenage boys saying... Pussy, pussy, pussy. I was sounding like, what the fuck's going on there?
Mm.
But Tonton's a bit sort of layered.
Mm.
Like, what does he actually mean? And even when you know what it means, it sounds better.
Yeah.
If he was using it in like a, I don't know, in speaking to someone, if they heard it, it sounds more funny. Like, it's got less of a, like, that's a bit vulgar. What did he say? So now, it's funny because I was out the other day with someone's podcast and a lot of mums now say Tonton because of me.
A lot of mum. Have you got a big mum audience?
Only because I found out a lot of their sons follow me.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah,
their
yeah.
sons will show them my videos. And now a lot of mums are sort of mixed opinions on me.
Okay, yeah.
You know the reason my son says Tuntun?
I remember, when I was back, yeah. when I was at school, I was talking to this boy who's like this Christian boy.
Yeah.
And I remember a few years later, like, he came up to me and was like, oh, my mum's always really hated you, by the way, because you taught me what lesbian meant one day.
Really?
Yeah.
As if there aren't books and educational channels that they could yeah. have found. You're the problem.
But I think it's because he was very Christian and they didn't talk about it.
Hey, man, we're all human. And I tell everyone, you got to live your truth, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously.
Happy Pride.
Okay, I keep firing.
So... This one, okay, less of a sex one, but aww. My stepfather is a total cunt. Any tips on how to get revenge? Well, he could sleep with his own mother. I mean, that would probably weird out his stepfather.
Or just knock him the fuck out. Wait, yeah. Stepdad's a prick.
Yeah.
Do you know what, yeah? Stepdad, I feel like that's the... I hate that name because it still has dad in it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, so you're not the dad, but you're just there as like a... I don't know. Like you're almost the fool guy.
Yeah, I mean? I guess some stepdads are there for.
No, I don't disrespect the position. I just don't like the label of stepdad. Mm. I think it should be called something else.
Yeah, because some are just like the mum's boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not actually a step. He's just there. Mm. And I feel like a lot of stepdads have got to be careful because if shit goes left, you've built attachment to that child.
Mm.
If it's over 5 years, and she's like, you know what? I want you no more. So it's like you lose both. So for me, because I've always said, if I was going to see a woman with a child, I wouldn't even think about it if I was dating for at least a year. Like, I'd have to be seeing you for at least a year to even want to even go.
That is fucking crazy. I think when women like introduce their boyfriends to their kids.
That's
like,
crazy.
Because you don't know what that man's intentions are. Because a lot of nonces like prey on single mums because they know like
right.
they get them.
And yeah. it's interesting you say that because... I think mums get so caught up in the idea of just having a new partner. I'm like, how would your child's safety not be prioritised in regards to... Because you don't know him.
Yeah.
And if something goes left, don't call me. Mm. I know that's my child, but don't.
Mm.
I'm not going to come. I'm not going to be Captain Saberho and go around and possibly get stabbed by a crazy guy who you didn't vet because you was lonely. It's like... So I think the way it should go, that she introduces you to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dad to him. Mm-hmm. And then whatever, and then at least 6 months, at least 6 months of having functioning, consistent speaking, like I know him now, or I know him somewhat. But like, a lot of these mums are moving the kid in with the set after 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is mad.
Because again, you don't. Like you said, it could be violent.
Mm.
Like could be a reoffender.
Might steal all your things.
He might steal. Yes, I mean, and he might steal your kids' food. Okay, I mean, I do that, yeah. But like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? You just don't know.
Fish fingers, yeah.
I must say, like, just to know, yeah, that tasted fucking amazing when I ate it. By the way,
really,
I still remember because I was starving.
Was it bird's eye?
100%. It was, but like, I think, do you know what? Like, it was definitely the kids because it was like a little. Like blue plastic plates, you know, like a kids-friendly plate.
Oh, so it was already cooked.
Yeah. Oh no, I didn't make it. It was already there.
Right. Yeah.
But you know the plastic kids plate.
Yeah.
And they're plastic spoons kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly, that's mums, you've got to be careful.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
So,
yeah.
They might nick your, yeah, your food.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, yeah. You, how can you not, how can you at least not offer me a cold beverage?
Mm.
I can't be doing marathon sex and not be given the right vitamins.
Yeah.
It's not a lot to ask for, is it?
Not even offered you a bottle of Lambrini.
Lambrini, an egg sandwich like would have went a long way.
Egg sandwich?
I'm easy to please you though. Egg sandwich would have went a long way, just so I could sort of regain some sort of, you know.
I mean, it's protein.
Protein is, see, and you know what I even said the other day? I was like, girls don't know that the tuntun has protein too. I'm telling you.
The eating tuntun has protein?
Yeah, it's got protein. You know that?
But it wouldn't has. You have to chew some of it off to get the
protein? Chew? You don't, why the hell would you chew to? No, it's in the juice.
No way. Is it actually?
Yeah. You know that. Yeah. See, I'm giving you that free game. Yeah. The tuntun juice has protein.
I feel like semen doesn't.
I wouldn't know that. But no, but see, but as a tip to men, if she's a squirter, get a cup, fill it up, and then protein juice free. Like, fuck whey protein. You got tuntun juice in the cup.
Well, you're going to put Holden & Barrett out of business.
Fuck Holden & Barrett. They're overpriced anyway. Unless it's like, what's it, that 2 for £1? What's that thing? What do they do? No, a penny? What's that
thing they do? But it's always on the shittiest like supplements that no one wants. The penny sale.
Unless it's zinc.
Well, yeah, okay, so zinc and squirt.
I'm telling you.
Things you should, if you're a fella.
I couldn't believe. I was like, why am I so fucking horny here? It's like, it must be these zinc pills. But I wasn't putting the two and two together. I was like, this is crazy.
And then when you stop taking them.
No, I'm
your
still,
brain became clear.
No, I've still got high libido, yeah, but it's more so. You know, like to a point where after sex I could shoot off and I'm still rock hard. That's mad, isn't it?
Right.
Like
yeah.
Still, and I'm like, this is, I felt at that moment I felt like Clark Kent. I was like, I could achieve anything at that moment. No, seriously. I was like, how am I still hard? Like I'm actually thinking while it's happening, I'm still hard. That's crazy. So basically, it's the equivalent to a blue pill.
Yeah.
Like Viagra.
Yeah, but cheaper. Getting the Holden & Barrett penny sale, you get quite a lot of zinc for.
I wonder how much Viagra is. No, I don't know. I've never like inquired because I'm pretty sure there's side effects too.
I mean, you can get it on the NHS.
Can you?
Yeah, but you gotta be like old and stuff. I think.
Yeah, but you have to be old.
We have to actually have like erectile dysfunction.
No, but as opposed to just wanting a longer sexual performance.
Nah, you gotta buy it then. But you can lie. You can easily lie, I guess.
Oh no! Just I'm sure there's a guy who knows a guy.
Well, actually, did they say they like, stopped giving it out on the NHS now? Actually,
I'm pretty sure they probably maybe they got mass orders.
Yeah,
people was lying,
and I think a lot of people like sell it on and things.
But then imagine saying why don't you want me to please my wife?
Yeah,
that's a fair argument, isn't it?
Don't you want to keep the birth rate up? Yeah,
literally. I mean, well, overpopulated as it is, but fuck it.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's declining now.
Is it?
Mm.
I didn't hear that. But where was it? Is it that just in general across just the world, or is that specific reasons? Like, or was it just everywhere?
I think it's kind of generally across the
it's
world.
Gone down, yeah.
It's definitely in like Europe and East Asia. It's going down.
But China, I think China, Japan was crazy. Their population is mad.
Well, in Japan, no one's fucking.
You can't fuck.
No.
Because it's like I remember that like there's babies in the street just left.
Oh no, that's China.
That's China, fucking.
And that was man. They've like. Yeah, they stopped that a while ago. But that was you were only allowed one child, yeah.
But then what happened to birth control? Like that should have gone through the roof. No?
You would have thought so, but I think they, you know, they're just sort of like fascist sort of state.
But do you think even birth control is a thing now, like even in the UK? Because you know that there's like multiple methods of contraception in it, like pill, coil, injection.
I use...
What else is there?
So like it's a tracking thing with like a thermometer. So you track.
Wait, what?
So basically, certain parts of your period, you're more likely to get pregnant.
Really?
You know? But then, so I mostly use condoms, I guess.
So hold on, tracking. Wait. You track when you're not ovulating.
Yeah.
And that window, you can fuck as much as you want, like rabbits. That's
yeah,
wild.
But I think there's still technically a chance. So you kind of just want to use a condom anyway. So maybe it's a bit pointless. But,
so is this tracker like inserted inside your tongue?
Oh no, it's a thermometer in your mouth.
That'd be crazy. I'd be like, wow, because I could buy a GPS and just see where you are. That'd be wild, isn't it? Oh, there she is at KFC again. Yeah. That would be wild. But oh, your mouth. So then you could wait. So it takes your temperature. Really?
Yeah, in the morning you take your temperature and you're like, yeah. So, and then you put it in the app and like it can tell sort of where you're ovulating due to your temperature.
What's but the window though? Like, what's the window is and what time do you have? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's so from like
it's normally 3 days? Like there might be like in a month, there's probably like a week where you could technically do it like without a condom.
Really?
And not get pregnant, they say. But again, I think it's, they say it's not totally foolproof, so I don't.
Yeah, but even I think even nothing, I mean, I've never known a, I mean, it must be like 1 in 100 women that get pregnant if they're on the coil or injection. That's pretty rare, isn't it? But side effects wise, I say, but I think, but there's no side effects doing that though. Like just the ovulating thing.
Yeah, there's no side effects.
Yeah. Unless, but I don't know, like you got, like, but a guy might have really strong cum though. Like as in strong swimmers. Do you know what I mean? It's possible. A little army.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'd have to like last there for a few days, I guess, until.
Yeah, but if you're frequently, like in that window, if you were just frequently banging, yeah, then it's possible, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Especially if you're taking zinc pills.
Yeah.
I feel like I could shoot off like 4 or 5 times and just, I don't know, it's wild. And I think it's like these loads are in bulk too.
Have you ever considered selling sperm to people that need?
What, sperm banks?
Yeah. Oh, you don't get money for it in the UK,
do don't you?
Oh, in the US, shit. You do, but in the UK, you don't.
What? So you've? But did they used to get money for it?
Yeah, in the US, you get money for.
I wonder how much
dropping off loads.
I mean, because I could knock out 3-4 a day and be rich as fuck. Yeah. Fuck a 9-to-5. I'll get a flight to the USA, man. I didn't know that. See, imagine that. I'm on a plane, just zinc pills, and give me a location. New York.
Immigrant worker coming over.
And then imagine a bunch of mini-me running about New York. That'd be dope, right? Start a little revolution. Yeah. That might be a thing. See, I put it, see, it's like, thanks, Cap. See, nice in my head now.
See this that? Is the ideas podcast. Yeah, where we introduce ideas.
Strange ideas, but I think it's only strange until you execute it.
Exactly.
And then everyone says, why didn't I think of that? Almost like Dragons. Just like Dragons Den? No. Yeah, Dragons Den, isn't it? Yeah.
Right.
Well, no more sex ones.
No, there is some. So someone says they want to talk to their girlfriend about making a polyamorous relationship.
Who wants that? Him.
Him.
She ain't gonna go for that. I don't know who would. If you're committed, that is.
Really? So you wouldn't ever be poly?
I don't even care anymore. I wouldn't go into it wanting commitment then to be disappointed that she want to explore. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like you would establish that before. But then it's different because if she decided 6 months into it, I want other people. That's different though. As opposed to just, you knew that from the gate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if someone changed their mind like that, I don't know, but it's the same thing as, I don't know, but like it could be that, it could be threesome, it could be whatever it is, you'd have to get on board with their program, yeah? And if you're not wired that way, effectively it's over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I'm saying, if you know that from the beginning, then he's an idiot. Like if he just knew that.
Mm.
But if he wants that and she doesn't, you got to kind of call it quits, man. Because some women or some men just don't want to share. Yeah. Like they're just like, no, you're mine and that's it. So yeah, I don't know how we would introduce that because she'd have to compromise maybe what she believes or what she wants. But then if he wants it that much, then she can either say yes or say no, but he can't stay in a relationship with her if that's what he's actively wanting or thinking. You know what I mean? He can't be like, oh, well, no. And to be honest with you, I think that's actually on the rise, Polly.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? I don't think it was a thing maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's a big thing.
Would you ever do it?
I don't think I've been in a relationship to even... Maybe I'm doing it right now. I don't even know if it's a thing, man. I'm not actively wanting someone to even think, do I need to have that co-sign, authorization? Do I need that permission? So... I don't know. It's strange because I think if a woman was seeing two other guys with me, I wouldn't even care.
Wait, if a woman was what?
Seeing two guys, like she would see me
and
I found out she's another guy, but like, I wouldn't even, my mind, because I'm not with her.
Right, okay, yeah.
Like, as long as she was practicing safe sex, I'm not going to
be
what, who you, because that, I'm saying that might be happening anyway.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of men wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, basically, ultimately what I'm saying is if you're dating a woman, and she's not officially yours, she can date someone else. So she was doing that anyway. It doesn't really need to be labeled, because she might say, until you claim me, I'm gonna go and bang whoever. So I don't yeah, but poly, I think it's interesting, but I definitely noticed it's on the rise.
What about polygamy? So that's when you have multiple wives.
Yeah, like they should bring that back.
Yeah, you think
all great rulers have had multiple wives. Right. Any ruler of any kingdom in any era, if you go back in history, there's not one ruler didn't have multiple wives. There's not one.
What about King Charles, our greatest leader? He's got one wife. Has he?
Yeah, yeah, one that we know about. trust me, if you go back, even think of King Henry, one of the King Henry's. He had like six wives.
Yes.
And that was,
but not at the same time.
Yeah, but to even have six wives is crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
And you think Egyptian times, a lot of African countries, Western countries, they all have multiple wives. As long as you bring them a cow and some gold, you got them. That's good. It's literally like, what the fuck? Is that the requirement? If I can give a girl a cow and marry her, Jesus Christ, I've got to go to my nearest farm and I just kidnap a bunch of cows and just give it to them. Because that's almost their currency.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? So I don't know what's a cow equivalent to in money over here.
Yeah, I often think if I was back in the like medieval times, how much would I have been worth? Like if my dad married me off, I wonder like, would I have been worth like a sheep or like...
That sounds wild, doesn't it? Worth a sheep. Like saying that now is crazy. But to be honest with you, I think people determine their own worth just by like whoever wants you. Do you know what I mean? Like, because do you believe when they say everyone's got a price?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think so?
Wait, like price for what?
No,
like,
it's anything. So if I said, like, we're sleeping, yeah? Put 10,000. He's like, no. 100,000. A million. That's your price. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think everyone's got a price. Oh, for certain things. There's certain things I would never do for any amount of money. Like, murder someone, I don't think. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but if you can get away with it.
if it was like, I don't know, like someone you really hated or something,
yeah.
But even then, I think the trauma of actually killing someone is something you don't really ever forget. Like, even if it's someone you,
yeah. But what if it was like just a method where you just, I don't know, slip some poison, some food or drink? It wasn't.
Oh,
do you know what I mean, it wasn't like a brutal killing. And I was just like, oh,
maybe.
See,
what about you?
Yeah, everyone got a price, but. It's mad because I don't know. I don't think I need to be bought to do fucked up things. I just do it anyway. Like, I know someone doesn't even offer me money.
Have you poisoned someone before?
No, I haven't. Well, not intentionally, by cooking. It was intentional. I haven't made shit food. But no, I do think everyone's got a price, but I guess you could argue that price might never be offered for you to even worry about. Do you know what I mean? Because I think if someone's like, okay, would you cheat on your wife for like 10 grand? It's like, okay, but then what? Do you know what I mean? Like, think that after... Because once the money's gone, and it goes pretty quickly in the fucking London, it's like, then what? So at least make it worth my while. Like, say 10 million, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything degrading for less than, like, 100k.
Do you know what? As fucked up as that sounds, yeah, it's still... Oh, yeah, still putting a price on it. Do you know what I mean? It's still like, oh, £100.
Oh, I can be bought, yeah.
If it's so 10 grand, 10 grand, how dare you? That's so insulting. Yeah, 10 grand, would you take me for 100? Yeah. So you're literally just saying, yeah, if you add more zeros, yeah, I'll turn it to what you want me to.
Yeah.
Anything less than how dare you, it's offensive.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, I do think everyone's got a price, you know? And I think that's why a lot of people who get maybe approached by maybe celebrities or rappers, that's why they go.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just the price.
Right, we'll do one more problem, right? Okay. It's not a sex one.
Was it work again? Go on.
How do I fuck someone over who's bullying me at work?
Male or female, though?
A woman sent this one in, and I think the bully... the bully is a man.
Yeah, probably be a man, isn't it? She could... I shouldn't even be giving advice against men, but yeah, if she was to fuck him over, she could maybe, she could try get information on him and act like she's interested and use it against him.
Yeah.
So then imagine she's like, oh yeah, I really think you're, you know, fancy, and maybe she could find out his weird quirks or kinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, she was never actually interested, and then use that and go to office one day and make it like a presentation. Look, this is small dick Alan who likes goats. you know what I mean? And I could fuck him up. Fucking someone
but then
up
she
was
might
hard.
Just get fired for that.
But see, but fucking someone up was hard because when you're in a professional environment, you've got to have some sort of like standard. So you can't just go in and fuck someone over just on your own merit.
I would say like wee in his coffee.
Wee in his coffee. Yeah, but he might like that. Yeah. Honestly, yeah, always think they might.
If
be
he's
weird.
One of my followers, he'd definitely like that. Because
I mean, how much caffeine do you need? Weak caffeine and wee? That's wild. But to be fair, like if you've been drinking Fiji water, it might be pure.
Right.
That's the thing. Because you know when you drink a lot of
water.
Like,
he's got bougie wee.
Have you ever drink Fiji? No, not Fiji. Have you ever drink water to a point where your piss is clear?
Yeah, mine is often clear. Pretty
yeah, but
clear.
If it's dark yellow, it means you're what, dehydrated or something.
Yeah, when I'm hungover.
Yeah, so dehydrated coffee would be fucked.
Yeah.
But if it was.
But if you were drinking the water, you'd probably get away with it.
Yeah, so it's like she's got to be, I don't know.
You might be elevating it if you're drinking particularly fancy bottled water as well.
That's what I mean. I told girls, Fiji water is good for tuntun as well, you know.
Really?
No, it's got like minerals and it's from a pure source. I'm telling you, it can clear out your impurities. I'm telling you, it'll flush out. I'm telling you. Fiji water, because I drink Fiji water.
Right, okay. So.
It's nice as fuck.
But Fiji water over other bottled waters.
No, it's Fiji water is better than every water, other water combined.
Because it's from Fiji.
No, just the quality. It doesn't taste like other water. Like, trust me, buy some.
Okay.
And you'd be like, oh, like Youngsia was right. Fiji water is the way. It can increase your pH levels, clear your skin,
damn.
Remove blemishes. It's basically a cheat code of water.
Yeah. So,
I'm telling
it's
you,
it's good for turn.
Yeah.
So you got right. So you'd recommend zinc, Fiji water.
No, zinc for men.
And eating squirt. Are all things.
Tuntun juice has got high protein in it, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, but zinc, I don't know the effects of women having zinc. I don't know how that would want to make, I don't know how you'd get more, like maybe you might get more wet. That might be a thing.
I think it makes, yeah. If.
Yeah, because men get hard.
The one they always talk about is horny goat weed. That's the supplement that's apparently meant to make you.
Horny what?
Goat weed.
I mean, where are we going with this, Karen? I mean, let's just stick with zinc. I don't know how you got there. It's a bit strange, but I think for most people. But you know what's funny though? Some people actually do have low sex drive.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy though. Like, as in.
Well, I mean, some people are asexual, so they don't even have anything.
How do you live?
Well, I think they take up like board games and.
But can you imagine being? I don't know what life would be like. Because even low libido, for me, because if a woman said to me, I'm good with sex once a month, who are you, man?
I made a man asexual once.
Like, was you that? What the hell? Like, was you that traumatic?
No.
What the hell?
I met this guy and, like, we snogged one night. We didn't sleep together, we snogged. Mm-hmm. And then I saw him again and he was like, oh, yeah. Since then, I've realised I'm asexual.
Was that like a backhanded... So after the snog, he realised that?
Yeah.
What the hell happened, man? Was it really just a snog?
Yeah.
Was you drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did you give him a sloppy, like, eat his face?
No, I never give a sloppy one. No. I'm very poised.
But was that, so do you not think he could have just said asexual to just sort of just get you away from him? Like, as like a just a...
Very maybe.
Like, so like he respectfully declined?
Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently asexual.
Because asexual is pretty rare, you know. That's not actually common.
Yeah.
That's really rare.
He sounded like, he was kind of like, oh, I feel like now when I want to just get to know someone more before I sleep with them. And then I was like, okay, that's not actually really asexual. That's just like, you've got standards a bit more.
But where'd you meet him?
He's a friend of a friend.
Oh, so mutual friends, groups. Mm. That's wild. But then before you met, was there an actual attraction on both ends?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you should be sure about that. I mean, because that sounds like, I don't know, like it might have been an opportunist. I don't know. It doesn't really sound cemented. It doesn't sound, oh, well, I'm free. You're free. Fuck it.
No, he did say he fancied me.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah.
Verbally?
Yeah.
Okay.
To my friends. But then, since then, no longer fancies people in general.
But have you checked up on him since his asexual journey? Has he?
No.
Because he might.
I took that. I acknowledged what he said, and I thought, I'm never going to speak to you again now because that's just too embarrassing for me.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd recover from that. Yeah. If a girl said to me, if I kissed a girl, she said, I'm actually asexual, yeah, I might have to kill her. Because how do I recover from that? Like, I can't actually go on knowing, because I'll ask that question, what was wrong with me?
Yeah. Or you kill yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like it's pretty coincidental right after we get. It wasn't even like, they give it a few days. No, like literally afterwards, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Yeah, etc. That's crazy. And it's rare. Like, I think, again, I think direct, if you just said, you know what? It wasn't what I thought it'd be, or I'm not. That's a lot easier than trying to come up with a. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be direct, man. What the fuck? That's a shame.
Right. So we haven't got much time left.
Okay.
Have you got any messages you want to say to the world that you think people need to hear?
That I'm not going nowhere and I don't give a fuck. I'm going to keep being cancelled. I'm going to keep going viral. And then if you don't like what I'm saying, get the fuck off my page. That's about it.
And where can people find you if they want
to? I'm only on TikTok. So Youngster Yell, because I just have one platform, because I can't be asked to be scrolling through multiple. No. TikTok, Young CEO, that's it.
Yeah, Young CEO certified.
Type me, if you type me in Google, it's just got my face, and it would say just controversial cancel. Like, it says it. I feel like quite honest to be a Google search.
Yeah.
And my face pops up, wanted man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool, I'm not lying. But TikTok handles, Young CEO certified.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.
It's been a lot of fun.
Of course.
And thank you to Lambrini for not sponsoring, but fueling.
They need to sponsor me.
Yeah.
They better. Do you know what I mean? 10% share is all I want.
It's all we need.
Yeah.
Right, guys. See you in the next one.
See you. We're out, man.